The World's Jason Margolis was recently in Liberia, and he asked people there how they felt about the war crimes prosecution of former President Charles Taylor. Now, Jason, Taylor has been tied to atrocities in his own country. I imagine there are a lot of bad feelings about that period in the country's history. So how did you go about even asking what I imagine is a very sensitive question?
Well, I spoke with a lot of people when I was in country for about 2 weeks, you know, just casual conversations. But I also visited what's called an Atai society, and basically they're tea houses, sort of a equivalent of Starbucks in Monrovia.
A place to hang out,
and it's where the intellectuals hang out. And what they do is they debate a certain topic. The person who runs the tea house will put on the board, "Today we're debating this new bridge, this road, etc." And because I was a guest, he said I could choose the topic. So I chose the Charles Taylor trial. So he advertised it for 24 hours. He made sure he had people representing both sides. And about 40 people came, and the overwhelming sentiment was people who felt very strongly in favor of Charles Taylor.
In favor of him, that he's not guilty of war crimes.
That he's not guilty. And just listen to this. You'll get the idea. Just listen to this one person I met.
"Mr. Taylor, he was created by God for a purpose. We are asking them to release Mr. Taylor. And we know when it comes to the law, Mr. Taylor will be free. The people love their president. Charles Taylor is the only president who the Liberian people love to the highest level. And he loved the Liberian people the same."
Created by God for a purpose? Is that what he said?
Yes, he did. I was very confused, because to me, as a Westerner, you read the headlines, you think, well, of course, this guy did really bad things, and we want, here in the United States and in Europe, we want a symbol, someone we can prosecute and say, yes, this guy's responsible, and we find them guilty, we put them in jail, and we feel a little better. But you have to understand, contextually, some people saw Charles Taylor as a savior.
Well, so is that what we're hearing, is basically he was a rebel leader, he took over the country. Perhaps the people you were talking to were those who were kind of part of his ethnic group or political group, but others who were persecuted would have a very different attitude.
That's right. But in my 2 weeks there, I really only met a couple of people who said, yes, Charles Taylor is a bad guy. Just listen to this next clip. I think the idea why they're so upset about it is, you from the West, you come here and you judge what our president did.
You invent a crime and you tag him for it. The issue concerning Charles Taylor is a new strategy to have Africa controlled in this millennium. And the whole proceeding is just a show of power.
Well, I can certainly understand the people of Liberia resenting outsiders coming into what is a sovereign nation and judging it by outside standards and imposing their views of right and wrong. But the Civil War and the period under Charles Taylor, there was a lot of killing and maiming going on. Is it that they want to get beyond that period?
You know, it was very confusing. As an outsider, you're right. There was killing, there was maiming. The evidence is pretty overwhelming that this is a bad guy. He did bad things. The best I can summarize it, I met this one man. I spent several days with him. He had lost his father in the war. He had lost his son. He had lost everything. And I said to him, you know, who do you hold accountable for this? And he basically, he just said, I don't care. I just want to live my life. I just want to live in peace.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens when the verdict comes down. The World's Jason Margolis, who was recently in Liberia. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.